feels, yeah, it feels like the world has grown cold now that you've gone away.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hey, how are
you? Welcome to Wicked Paranormal. Sorry,
it's Wednesday night.
Distracted.
Yeah, I can tell.
It is Wednesday night.
But you're allowed to be distracted. I mean, it's your show, so be distracted.
Sometimes I am. Right now I'm dog circling. Crazy.
You're dog circling?
I said dogs are going crazy.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm outside with dogs. Okay, so let's do this. We didn't do this. We forgot last week. So tell us about your porch trout.
My porch trout?
Mm-hmm.
I still have not had porch trout.
What is wrong with this?
I don't know. It's a conspiracy.
Can you, like, send a letter or something?
Yeah. Where's the porch trout? They'd be like, who is this guy and how do we get rid of it?
Like, listen, we got people that want to know about porch trout, and you're not sending me any trout.
No. No. They probably offered it on the weeks I forgot to pick. And so they just sent me, like, bean burritos and stuff.
Bean burritos wouldn't be.
They were good. I wouldn't have picked them because, you know, I want, like, meat in my dinners.
Meat.
I want, like, steak or chicken or trout.
Trout.
Some
trouts.
But tonight's was really good, though. It was, what was it?
It was so good, I forgot what it was.
It's caster. Caster? Like the Spanish taco or the Mexican tacos that are, like, anyway, it's like a beef and onion with the something pastor, El Pastor, maybe? Sauce. And pineapple salsa. They were, like, really, really, really good. I'm glad we got them. So, that was that.
El Pastor sounds good, though.
Yeah, they were yummy. They were very good. I was surprised. Well, I mean, all their food's, like, really good, but this was probably one of my favorites. So, and the other one is some sort of a chicken sandwich.
Sandwich.
With potato wedges. Yeah, it's yummy. So. But that's it. Nothing fancy. Nothing that anybody even really wants to hear about. So it's a loser meal.
Oh, wow.
So
that's different.
Yeah. I mean, I say loser meals, and I was talking about how tonight's was one of my favorites. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, nothing we'll super work fancy. On the trout. You know, we gotta get you back on the trout.
Yeah. But they have been offering, like, meals, like, four-course meals that you can get for, like, feeds four for, like, $70. And the last one was, like, rack of lamb.
Oh, that's fancy.
And it looked amazing. I was like, holy shit. So I went to buy it, and they're like, yeah, we're sold out.
Aww.
It had, like, two cakes that came with it.
Oh.
And, yeah, it was crazy. So I'm going to have to watch out for those now. But yeah, so no porch trout.
Well then.
But.
Sorry about that.
to make up for it, we've had more activity in the
house. Oh, that's exciting. Like, what kind of activity?
Like, I woke up to someone in my room. And
Oh.
And I had my back to the door. And so I laid there for a second thinking, what is Chandler doing over there?
Really?
And then I heard him like kind of exhale. And so I turned
Yeah.
over to be like, dude, what's up? And yet nobody was there. And the dog was asleep on the bed.
She didn't move at all.
No. So.
Did it wake you up?
Mm-hmm. It woke me up, making noise in the bedroom. And then I got the feeling like, you know how when somebody's working behind you and you know they're there, but all of a sudden they quit and you know they're looking at you?
Yeah.
And you spin around going, what?
Someone's watching you.
That's how that ended up feeling. So I was like, what are you doing? Yeah.
I feel like that all the time.
Do you?
Yeah. There's always someone. Mm-hmm.
Are they really there, though?
Some are. Some aren't. Yeah.
Yep.
Some are.
So, yeah. And then it's been like really loud throughout the house at night with like the same kind of sound that was in my bedroom. Like it's
Oh.
looking for something. Like in the
Oh.
dining room or outside Chandler's room when he's in there or in the bedroom or. Yeah, last night I was hearing it everywhere.
That's weird.
Dude, what? So, yep. And then we saw the full body again from the dining room / family room looking back towards the master bedroom. And one time it was peering out, like it was kind of crouched over, trying not to be seen looking down the hall.
Yeah.
And the other time it was fully standing in the doorway of the bedroom. So, but last night's the first time that, or the night that this happened, it wasn't last night, was the first time that I've actually heard or felt or whatever, anything in the bedroom. So we've seen it back there several times, but that's the first time I was like, holy shit.
And it was a full body.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what did you say, male or female?
It used to be what's out in the kitchen area, I think, is probably female. What's happening back in the bedroom, I don't know. I can't say it feels any different because I don't work, you know, I'm not wired that way. But it, or different enough that I can tell male or female, I typically, but I'm getting ready to say, but this feels male.
Okay.
So I don't know. I mean, it could be just because I thought that when I was here in this bedroom that it was Chandler, and that's kind of what I'm associating with it now, to give it kind of that male feel.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's been pretty active. And we've heard, let's see, a door like shut and latch. How it makes that click once the door comes fully shut, how sometimes the doorknobs or the mechanism inside the door will click.
Click, yeah.
And we've heard that, like, click. We've heard things opening, like cabinet doors and stuff, but you get in there and it's not open. Stuff like that. So, yeah, it's I don't know. It's about time to break out again the equipment, find out exactly what's going on.
Absolutely. We need to do an investigation then.
Yep. Yep. So what about you? Anything happening out there?
I can't say that I've had anything that stands out to me. I don't know. Honey, have you had any kind of things happen? Has anything happened when I've been here? And yeah. Just the lights. Lights, throwing things. Stores opening and closing. So yeah. But she's just like, yeah, all the normal stuff, you know.
All the normal stuff.
That's what she just said. She said all the normal stuff. Like, we're used to all that. Yeah, it just becomes part of your...
Yeah.
Oh, I absolutely do say excuse me in the hallway. Especially your hallway, I absolutely say excuse me. Yeah, there's people in there, yeah. But, you know, you feel that, too, at my house. In the little hallway between the bedrooms. Yeah, that's Haley. But, yeah. I don't say excuse me to her. I just walk by. You know. She's always just watching. I don't ever see, like, hear her. It's like I see shadows. It's like you see a movement, but you don't actually. I think you see her, though. Yeah, Shelby sees her.
Really?
Yeah, I don't see her. I feel her there, but I don't see her. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
and I can't talk to her. Well, I talk to her, but I don't hear her.
Right.
You know. So, yeah, and this is totally unparanormal related, but we were talking about this earlier about vapes, and this one is a fresh mint.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that, you know, I keep in my purse, like,
That's the backup?
It's the backup, yeah.
Never hurts to have a backup.
No, it doesn't hurt to have a backup, but... Don't vape, kids. It's bad for you. Sorry. Like,
these are so Mama. Good. Don't do this, but yum.
Mom of the year. This vape is great.
This tastes just like Jolly Rancher.
It tastes so delicious. It's like eating pineapples. It's so much fun. Yeah. Good times. Good times. But, like, okay. My house, I can't say that I can pinpoint anything, you know, because everything's always the cats. And then now, like, I think I have coyotes running through my yard. So it freaks me out. Oh, the plate that broke? Yeah, yeah. Stuff has been falling at my house and breaking.
Really?
That seems to be, yeah. There was a bottle, like a, you know, I keep cool wine bottles because eventually I'll be able to drill a hole in my yard big enough so I can put my bottle tree in there because, mm-hmm. yeah, but I don't have a drill thing that will go into the rock because I live on rocks. And, yeah, so I have bottles. So I have those bottles. You know what I'm talking about in the kitchen on the on the top of the
yeah
cabinet. So, yeah, there was one that, like, completely broke. A plate fell off, and it was Haley's Capricorn plate.
Really?
So.
Yeah, that's kind of yep. interesting.
And it broke into some of the pieces. I can – it's in a Ziploc bag right now. I just need to, like – spend some time with super glue, but super glue and I we're typically not friends. I sometimes
or
glue myself to things.
Too close to friends.
Yeah, we get really close. Like yeah. we're like good friends.
Stuck on you.
Yeah, we're like really good friends. And that and hot glue. I don't do so great with hot glue either.
No, glue. I hate hot glue.
In general. Speaking of glue, remember, and I was just talking about this the other night with Shelby. You remember rubber cement? Like, they used to just hand us out rubber cement when we were in elementary school.
Yep.
And God almighty, that smell, I can never forget that smell. And can you even buy rubber cement anymore?
I don't think so.
Like, what was it made of? Just,
I guess rubber.
You know, and then everybody would smell it. It's like how some people smell, like Sharpie.
Do they smell Sharpies?
I see a lot of people smell Sharpies.
I have a Sharpie somewhere. I'm going to smell it.
Are you going to smell it right now?
I do. Oh.
Look at me smelling it now.
Yeah. It's not in my... In my... pencil. No, I'm not going to smell it right now. But I'll smell
You're
it
not?
Later.
Okay.
I mean,
I
I
want to
would,
see
but
if we can buy rubber cement. I might have to Google that. Do you really? Oh, wow.
we can get some black market rubber cement.
Use it for what? Oh, Shelby says she has some. Yeah, little jar with a brush. Absolutely. So she has some downstairs in the basement. Smelling some rubber cement tonight. I'll leave that part out. Anywho, yeah. Well, I wouldn't know. So yeah, there's that. Anyway, I got totally sidetracked. Oh yeah, rubber cement. But yeah, so there's been some things breaking, and the energy in my house is really weird right now too, because I don't really want to, but I'm like going through some things and cleaning out some things, and yeah, Goodwill loves me right now.
Yes. Here comes that nice lady that's
Yes,
given
they
us
do.
everything.
We're so tired of seeing her crap. Good Lord, baby Jesus.
Really. I
Like this
saw,
lady
did
and her
that
books
meme
and shoes and
stuff.
random clothes. Yeah.
Did you, I don't know if it was a meme or just a picture, but of on the store or the shelf at Goodwill, where there was like chrome jeweled butt plugs.
I'm sorry. Did you say chrome jeweled butt plugs?
Yeah. So I guess they were like steel.
Shelby says you can make this rubber cement
Wow.
too. This show is taking a turn. As usual, looking at we're only what 23 minutes in, and there we go. There's our explicit rating right there.
But I mean
Listen, kids, be
they were
careful
like
when you put things
steel,
in your butt, okay?
so they were super shiny, but on the end cap, the part that stays outside, it had a big jewel.
End up on that show.
And I guess they thought they were pretty. So they put the them together with a rubber band and put a little price tag on it and put it on the shelf. So
Oh.
that's my tidbit for the night. I'm
That's
done.
your
Good night,
tidbit for the
everybody.
night.
Good night.
Hit Kevin up for that. Bejeweled butt plugs.
Yep. I mean, they might as well be pretty.
Yeah, they absolutely should be pretty. I mean, it's going in your butt.
Yeah.
She said.
Why you're laughing too hard. I can't understand a word you're saying.
Shitty, so it might as well be pretty.
True. Yeah. It's
So
a pretty
sorry.
mess. Wasn't that a song? Pretty mess.
Everybody's listening to the show like, oh, did we just tune in to hear Amy laugh hilariously? It's hysterical. Yeah,
They're not even talking about go. They're talking about
no,
Buffalo.
that was. Oh, okay.
Anyway, yeah, thanks
Ooh,
for bringing
so
up Goodwill.
yeah, Goodwill, who knew? It would go right to butt plugs from Goodwill. How did that happen?
Welcome to my world.
What's happening? Okay, so anywho, butt plugs aside. Yeah, so that's the extent of the ghostly things in my house. But I have stirred up quite some energy. With everything that I have been doing. So, and it always starts to happen. Like, I'm about to paint that back room. So, I'm trying to move stuff and clean stuff out of the back room so that I can paint it.
Right.
There's that. But,
It could be, and I'm doing a lot around here too, so now that you bring that up.
and we're just stirring a pot.
Yeah. So like I've got the master bedroom or bathroom almost done. So, oh yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we tell people all the time. Have you done any recent remodeling or improvements to the house? So, yeah.
Yeah. And, well, and totally, maybe not really unrelated news, Mercury is in retrograde.
Cool.
Yeah. Until I think May the, I want to say 14th, but I could be wrong. Is it May the 14th? Mercury's in retrograde until May the 14th? Yeah. May the 14th.
So watch what you say, people.
Yeah, don't be conjuring anything right now.
Yeah, and don't be getting into any deep conversations because yeah, that won't end well.
No, there's going to be some misunderstandings in people's communication and don't sign any contracts. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, you can wait a couple weeks before you do anything. Don't make any sudden rash decisions right now.
No.
Yeah, and sometimes we'll have issues with electronics. I've yelled at my computer all day today, so I'm speaking from experience. Emails. Yeah.
Yeah, I had more problems today at work with electronics than I have since I've been there. With all the printers down in certain areas. And, well, not all of them, but it felt like it.
Yeah.
And then had a girl that couldn't copy and paste. And I'm like, okay, this is a new one. It would copy from an Excel, but it wouldn't paste it in her email, but it would paste it onto a Word document. And I'm like, okay, this is really weird, but I got it fixed. So, but yeah, it was crazy. So yeah, electronics. I'm in a good field for Mercury in retrograde.
Mercury in retrograde.
Yep.
Good time. Good times.
Truly. Truly, truly.
Yes, we're moving into Taurus season. Am I correct? Yeah, we're moving out of Aries and into Taurus.
Cool.
And then Gemini.
Yay.
Gemini. Yay, Gemini. So, yeah, that's about the extent of what's going on. I want to talk a little bit tonight about, and I mentioned this to you, about hoodoo and voodoo.
Yes.
What do you know about hoodoo?
Very little. I've got a book that I've been meaning to read on it, but I haven't started it yet. So I think it's I don't know. I would say interesting, but I don't want people to take that the wrong way.
Yeah, no.
But
I mean it.
Yeah, I find it all interesting, but.
Oh yeah, what kind of a book is it?
I'm trying to. I think it's like kind of the nuts and bolts, kind of like the beginning of it. You know, it's history, it's evolution, and then it gets into spell work. But I'm not, don't quote me on that, because I've got, I mean, a billion of them, but books. So I'll have to look, but I know I have one. If I do, I can probably, it's in electronic. That's, you know, most of my books now are through Kindle. But I'll see if I can share it if I have it.
Cool. I'm just curious about, like, I don't know, that's just been something that's been swirling around lately. Had some interesting, because Shelby, you know, reads tarot, and we've had some really interesting readings lately. So, but yeah, She is an amazing tarot reader. If anyone is interested, please hit me up. I will put you in contact with her because her readings are spot on. It's very intuitive. She doesn't really need the cards. It's more like a prop, but she's reads energy. And so yeah, she'll be at Paracon, which we can go into the Paracon for a minute. Tell everyone when the and where the Paracon is, Kevin.
Oh, really? You're gonna do that to me?
Yeah, that's because I couldn't remember the date. I told you, remember the date. It's August the
August
9th.
19th and 20th.
Did you just make that up?
No.
19th through the 20th. Okay.
Because I thought he said
Fantasy.
earlier, like 18th through the 20th, and then he said no, 19th and 20th.
19th and 20th. Okay.
That's Saturday and Sunday in August.
Well, that's gonna be it's gonna be super fun, y'all.
Yeah,
I'm
last year's
really
was
looking
our
forward
last.
to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's gonna be a lot of people there. You can meet people and, do fun stuff and you can meet us.
And what?
You can meet us. We will be there.
Yep,
And
our
we're
bright
gonna
and shiny smiley faces.
look for our banner.
Yes, that we'll bring this year. I was
Like
so pissed.
hour in, and it's like, oh, we forgot the banner. Well, we'll improvise. We'll just draw a sign.
Draw a sign.
We
We'll use
can
Sharpies and we get the smell.
smell them, and then we'll rubber glue it to something. Rubber,
Yeah.
yeah, rubber glue.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a blast.
It will be a blast. Yeah.
So
It
yeah,
but it's
everybody come and
farther
meet
away
us.
from the cool place we stayed. But still, I don't think it's too far from there, is it?
Nah, it's not. It's not too far. Nothing's too far. We
We'll
just drive a
commute.
little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth it because that place is cool and I don't want to talk about it because I don't want everybody to stay there. I want everybody to get it.
No, it's good, like our secret.
Yeah.
Plus, it's gorgeous, and I would hate for that to become like mainstream.
Yeah, no. We don't want everybody to know. Sorry, y'all. But yeah, the hoodoo stuff, yeah, some kind of spell work in general. The hoodoo, we just kind of came to, that's kind of just been a thing, but there's some sort of spell work, yeah. We're just guessing, yeah. We don't know for a fact that it's hoodoo, but something is around, so. Yeah, I
Yeah,
don't quite
that's sneaky.
know. Okay, yeah, absolutely.
So, kind of hope not. Well, not kind of. I definitely hope not.
It because it's not. I'm trying to pull out. So we do have. We're gonna do next week. We're gonna have part three. Of J. Abel, because he has so much more to tell us, and I'm really intrigued about the house. And I did find the Airbnb, and I'll post that prior to the show, like where the house is that we're talking about, and that you can rent the Airbnb part of it.
Yeah, it looks like they've done a really good job with that. So, oh, am I going to stay in it? Just to see.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty cool. Okay, here we go. It is the 18th and the 19th.
Yay.
Super excited. And it's gonna be in Ozark, Alabama. At the Ozark Civic Center. So come hang out with us, get a tarot reading, grab a spell jar, some soaps. We're also going to have something else fun this year. We have some air plants
Wow.
Yes, and these air plants were worked were very hard. Everyone worked very hard. Denise and Larry helped us get air plants. Shobi, Natalia, we all were air planning. Natalia and I at one point had a ladder. And we had
So
a
you
ladder
needed a ladder to work your air plant?
to get the air plants, yes.
Oh.
Yes, we had to climb trees. Or happened to be at Walgreens, and Denise and Shobi found a bush covered in them. Big one.
Really?
Yeah, so that's something else cool we're gonna have this year. Air plants are very cool. And
Why not?
we'll have some fun stuff this year. We're gonna have some Palo Santo, we'll have some selenite, we're gonna have a few things there. So definitely check out our table. Well, when you come to visit, when you come to the Paracomic Con, we'll have lots there. Kevin always has good stories, and he also has a calming voice. And
Come see Kevin for his calming voice.
and I'll just be my usual loud, obnoxious self, same thing. It's like it balances out.
Yeah, good thing nobody could hear
The
me say
calm one
that
and the
before the
crazy
show.
one. Yes.
So it wasn't that calming.
Well, no, but it was okay. Right, moves. So, yeah, it's gonna be fun, and everyone should definitely join us there. And that is the
Yeah, please.
Mid-South Paracomic Con. Deep South, sorry, not Mid-South. Deep South Paracomic Con. I'm sorry, I got confused. Because there's another
You're
one.
fine.
Deep South Paracomic Con. And it is, yeah, Daleville. So look, I'm looking at this. We're gonna have some Bigfoot people there. And
Big feet.
the Ghost Biker will be back. Miranda Young will be back.
Cool.
Leon Wilkes. I've interviewed him before on a previous show. The Foxes. Sonia Thompson will be back from Walking Dead.
Cool.
Sean Sellers. I have also interviewed him before. So we got, there's quite a bit of things. It's going to be a lot of fun. Y'all come out and come meet us. Looks like Jeremy Leonard will be back and Blaine Rohan, who we've had on the show. So yeah, definitely come and check us out. Meet us. And if anybody knows anything about voodoo and such that they could share with me, mostly like how to break that. Because this is a different kind of spell work than what I'm used to. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pulling up my Kindle now to see what I have, if I can find it
Yeah.
for you. But I mean, we don't have to wait.
No, there's at this point, like we have some stuff in a box. So we're trying to figure it out. But anyhow, so the Paracon. I'm excited.
Let's see, I have a vocation voodoo. And yeah, that must be the one I was thinking. I could have sworn I had a hoodoo. But anyway.
What is it called?
Haitian voodoo.
Yeah. Interesting.
I haven't started it, so I don't know if it's any good yet. I could have sworn I had one. Maybe it's in this like group of books. Anyway, if I find out, I'll let you know.
Cool. Yeah, I'm looking. Anybody has any books or ideas or wants to talk to me about it? I'm so down for that. I'm interested in listening. If somebody is fluent in that and would like to come on the show, I would love to talk to you.
Yeah, that'd be
So
cool.
please
I'd like that.
reach out to one of us on Facebook. We're both on Messenger, or you can send us a message on our Facebook page, Wicked Paranormal, or you can hit up Stan as well, our producer. And now Stan, I don't know if he's listening right now. Stan, are you listening? He's like, no, I've checked out. These two are weirdos. They talked about
Yeah,
butt plugs.
really.
I'm out.
He goes out in the yard,
No.
so he doesn't have to hear us
Ignoring
talking.
us. He's
He just looks at his clock and says, "Oh my
like, I
God, I
don't
gotta
want to
get
hear
them off
this.
the air. Let me get in
I'll
there."
just time it when the time when it's
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know what happened. It's just one of those things. So yeah, anybody who can reach out to us, please do so, because we're really interested and we'd love to talk to you. And if it's something you're not comfortable with, we don't have to use your name. Just come on and talk to us. Here's something I definitely want to talk about really, really quick. So our dear friends, Devin and Em, they got engaged over the weekend.
Really?
Yes, on Saturday, Devin proposed to Em at the Renaissance Festival.
How cool.
It was the sweetest and the cutest. Like, she wrote a poem, and yeah, she gave a beautiful ring that was her grandmother's, Em's grandmother's. And so it's, yeah. So congratulations, you two. We love you, and we're very happy for
Definitely.
you. And
Yeah, that's
we
awesome.
hope that we're invited to the wedding.
You hope.
Because we're really, I better be invited to the wedding. I'll just put that out there. Yeah, I better.
Yes.
Because, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So yeah. Right at the Renaissance Festival, I think it's so cute. I saw a little video and I've seen some pictures, and so shout out to them. We'll have them back on the show we can congratulate them in person.
In person,
In
sort of.
person. Yeah. I mean, I talked to Devin on the phone, but you know, I haven't seen her. I don't think I've no, I have not seen her since she got engaged. She has not been by, so I'm going to try to swing by in the morning in Starbucks and say hi. Then
Yes.
she'll be in the morning
You're
and
like,
give
oh, I've
her our
seen you. Okay.
congratulations. So yeah, we're sending you all the love. So congratulations and waffles. It's
And
so
what?
long.
It sounded like you said,
I'm
and
sorry, I
waffles.
forgot to mute.
Or didn't you
I did say
congratulations and
waffles.
love and waffles?
Love it. Congratulations, love, and waffles. I wish
Yeah.
all y'all that. I wish Devin and Em the
It
love
goes
and
for
the
life.
waffles.
Yeah. Wow.
Hope enjoy your waffles. I hope your butter is always tasty and buttery, and your syrup is delightful.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, there's that.
Yep.
Yeah, that no, there's a wax burner, and I brought over a wax burner that had wax still in it, and I didn't know what the smell was. Oh, the pilot just showed up with candles. Nice one. Coastal sunrise. Nice. Smell that.
Smell it.
And yeah, sorry y'all, I'm smelling candles on air. They're both good. Anyway, so we turned the wax burner on to melt the wax. We can put in other wax, and trying to figure out the smell. And I'm like, it smells like waffles. That's the only thing I can think of. Smell that. And somebody, no.
I can smell it.
What does it smell like to you?
Smells sweet, but not.
Like syrup?
I'm
Say
good.
waffles.
I don't know. I just get a Shelby said Waffle House floor kind of vibe. Kyle says caramel.
Wow.
It's better okay. than Waffle House Flora. Like, I don't know exactly what to. I just want to get it to melt enough so we can pour it out. Oh. Waffle House.
Cool. Why not?
So, anyhow, yeah. So I'm glad that everyone can enjoy this one. But yes. So we're going to have our table. You can come and chat with us. We'll have some things that we're going to be selling. Some things that everyone needs, like selenite 6. Absolutely. Join us for that. Mm-hmm. And definitely get a tarot reading. Absolutely. I 10,000 times recommend getting a tarot reading.
10,000 times.
10,000 times. And I don't know, I'm assuming, but she'll probably have multiple decks with her. And yeah. So come out and hang out with us. Hang out. Meet people. It'll be fun. Yeah. Oh, and the tea. Oh my God, y'all, the tea. There's going to be a tea and coffee truck, and I'm very sorry. I do not remember the name. I have something in my purse about it. I think a sticker. I think I bought a sticker. But the tea, the blue suede shoes, what they had last year. Wasn't that what it was? Blue suede shoes?
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing. You had coffee, right?
Yes, but I did try the tea because you were talking about
it. I made you?
Yeah.
Because I made you. Let's be honest. Because I made you.
Okay.
Mike, yeah, try this.
You made me.
Like, try it. I don't like it.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Quit hitting
Stan,
me.
Well, sometimes you need it. Stan, where are you? I need help. Oh, here we go. I found the sticker. I need to put this on my computer. Okay, so it doesn't say. It just says downtown Dothan. The address, tea, coffee, roastery. I need your help, Stan, because the sticker is not helpful. Not helpful.
And you can buy Stan the coffee for that.
Stan, you can't. Stan, are you going to have coffee there? Because inquiring minds want to know. I just found some stickers on my purse. Neat. Okay. All kinds of random things in my wallet. What? Here's another sticker. Where is all coming from? Oh, this is Aaron Esposito. We left him. Yeah. Oh, I got a SpongeBob. Anyway, so yeah, join us. I promise I won't be so scatterbrained. Maybe. It's kind of my MO. So anyway, I talked about voodoo and stuff. What, you got something you would like to talk about?
No.
Let me just put you right on the spot. Hey, there you are. There you are. He's like, oh my God, these people. And tell me the name of it, because I bragged about it, but I can't remember the name, and my sticker doesn't say the name. Okay. So that's why the MCCC. Okay. Mural so, City Coffee Company. Yes.
And will they have your coffee again this year? Yes.
He said, yes, of course.
And, yeah, that was good.
This is yours, remember? I got it for you.
Okay.
So yes, please enjoy the tea, the coffee. I think I do believe I had some sort of a frappuccino. You can pick what flavor you want in it. It's delightful. It's delightful. That's my, and the barbecue. Check out the barbecue too. So there'll be food there, y'all. And if you know me, you know I love snacks. And yeah. The barbecue was spectacular. Tell me the name again. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get everybody's name, but I need to make notes. Woodrow's Barbecue. So we're looking forward to Woodrow's Barbecue again. Those ends. The ends were really good, right? That's what I like, the ends. I did also enjoy a hot dog. The ends are awesome, yes. That. And I did enjoy a hot dog. And macaroni and cheese. Oh, there's going to be a separate hot dog lady? I think I got mine at the barbecue place last year.
Oh, I love
Cuban sandwiches. I'm so excited. Okay, cool. Cuban. What? Did you say taco truck? Okay, well, if anyone's ever looking for me, that's where you'll find me.
Yeah.
I'll either be at the taco truck or I'll be getting tea. So, yeah, tacos. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Stan, you've made my whole day. Taco truck. Hell yeah. Had me at taco truck. If I ever get kidnapped, it was probably by a taco truck. Ice cream
we're gonna
too.
We're gonna get a white van.
Oh,
creeper van.
Oh, creeper van.
Hire
like a perv van.
Yeah, hire somebody to drive it, and we're gonna have them write free tacos on the side and drive by and see each
other. I don't know if y'all can hear that. Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Our white van with free tacos on the side.
Yeah, that's yeah. Calvin's just gonna try it out just to see if I'll.
Now, Amy, just for your
come
safety,
into the van, little girl.
just for your safety, there's tacos. No such thing as a free taco, okay?
No.
So don't fall for it.
Okay. Fine, I won't fall for it. We're gonna take Waffle House outside. Apparently not.
Cool.
And God bless your wife, because she just sent me a whole thing and I just saw it, and the website and the coffee edible elegance will be there, she says. So chocolate, strawberries, and cake pops. And
yeah.
She said Charles Campbell. Is that who you were just talking about? Anime?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Thank you, Teresa. Y'all can check out the website. And that is deepsouthparacomiccon.com. So find there. You can buy tickets now, or when can you start buying tickets? Awesome. I love that you give back. I know. I love that you give back to the community with this.
Yeah, I do too.
It's super cool, especially kids. So I know that. Shelby, did you know that? Shelby, did you know he gives back to kids with us? She's got earbuds on. She's not listening to me. Did you know that the Care Comic Con, he gives money back to kids? He gives money to kids with us.
Just gives money like random.
Not random kids.
Here, little kid. Here's $5.
With the taco truck. He's like, come on, kids, get in. And cake pops. Yeah. Mm. Get in the truck.
I don't want free tacos. Just
give me
yeah, we're just picking up random. Hey, and you get some money. Tell me, I'm sorry, Dan, tell me again where the money is, where you're giving back to. Last year was the Boys and Girls Club, correct? Okay. Children's Hospital in Mobile and Boys and Girls Club. Yeah, she's super excited. Yeah. pet rescue? Oh no. Oh no. I'm going to have to stay away from that.
Just let him know all of the pets just got rescued.
There's going to be a pet rescue. Oh, there's going to be a pet rescue there. And I was like, oh no, I got to stay away from that.
Kevin, we have too many pets. Too many.
Kevin just said all the pets just got adopted. Yes, they do. Yay.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
I love that. Yes, it is. And I did get something I want to touch on like for 2 seconds. I know we're almost out of time, but I did get a message from TJ. And this is what she said. I know they are two different things. The religion of voodoo and the practice of hoodoo sound the same, but they refer to different practices. Voodoo is a religion that originated in Africa and took root in the American South. Hoodoo is actually not a religion, but a set of magical beliefs and typically includes the spells, divination, and making of charms. Hoodoo has more in common with conjure. Hoodoo hails from along the Mississippi River, and conjure was popularized in other areas of the states, but they both refer to folk magic, and they are not necessarily related to the worship of any particular deity. So, thank you for that, TJ. I appreciate you. Mucho, we love you. So yeah, sorry, I had to throw that in before we can go back to talking about Paracon. But yeah, I'm super excited. So yeah, keep us posted with food, and we'll talk about, you know, let everybody know what's going to be there. I can do that. I need some things. I'll post on our page. So send me some things and I will post them. But everybody go to the website, get your tickets, come hang out with us. And Stan and Teresa are two of the most amazing people. So look for them too. Stan will be running around frantically for a minute, and then he'll just chill, right? Be frantic
for
a moment.
That's the plan, anyway.
Yeah.
Did you ever get to chill at the last one, Stan? Did you ever get to chill at the last one? Yeah, I didn't.
Oh. Yeah. Well, keep us posted because you still haven't sent us any homework. And absolutely. Who will?
Well, thanks.
Well, absolutely. We're super excited. And so I want to talk about it. I want people to come and hang out and see all the cool stuff and eat all the good food. And, you know, and there's a taco truck.
I'm there.
Oh, I'm going to have to practice because I'm not sure I can make a paper airplane, but I'm sure going to try. Ooh, fun. Can you make a paper airplane? And a prize? Oh, I'm so down.
Oh.
Oh, that's going to be cool. Oh.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm excited.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah,
An exorcist is going to perform as Elvis? Shelby said, what else could be more normal? So that should be, yeah. I'm excited about that. Elvis the Exorcist. Kind of has a, I'm excited. Yay. Okay.
That's awesome.
Is there going to be an escape room this year? Okay. Okay. And now they're the ones that had the cool boxes, right? Puzzle boxes. Very cool.
That was neat.
I got to hold something at one point. I don't remember what it was, but I did hold something. Oh.
Cool.
I'm excited. I always like haunted items. Are you gonna be, are they gonna, is the one haunted item gonna be there again? Ugh, I know the clown will be there and he'll probably be looking at me. It always looks at me. I don't, I don't,
Following you around.
I don't, no. And then and you're gonna have the sweet man. He's a very sweet man, but he did like to torture me with a very old, scary doll. Will he be there again? Oh, cool, because I really enjoyed him. He was fun. Although he did torture me a lot. And that doll was right behind me all the time looking at me. Sometimes it was covered up, sometimes it was laying down, sometimes it was sitting. Yep.
Cool.
Oh, yay! What, yay! So I can buy books. Yay. That's what I want. I want it signed by her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what they say, if you want it done right. Yep.
They can't hear you? Okay, so everybody thinks we're just talking to some ghosts. We're just talking to ghosts, y'all.
They're hearing one side of the story. Yay.
Yay. Yes. There's going to be haunted items, y'all. So check out the haunted items.
Yeah,
A
a
coin,
coin
he said
from
a
the
coin from the
Titanic.
Titanic. Jinx. And then some other that I guess are surprises. So Do join us at the Paracomic Con and Deep South Paracomic Con. So check out the Facebook page, check out the website, get your tickets now and come hang out with us. And okay. It's going to be a blast. So come get your cards read and, you know, buy some fun stuff, eat some good food. It's going to be great. And of course, you know, you get to meet us. What's more fun than that? I mean, me, I'm delighted.
Truly.
I'm a freaking
what
delight.
Could possibly be more fun than that?
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, we will post some things about the Paracomic Con on our Facebook page, Wicked Paranormal. So check us out there. We'll be back next week, hopefully with Jay Yapel. And then the following week, we're going to do something kind of interesting. I don't want to talk about it yet. I haven't confirmed it for sure, but it'll be interesting. So anywho, much love to everybody. Have a safe night. Be kind to each other. Watch out. It's Mercury retrograde. Don't make any rash decisions. Don't sign any papers. You've got until the 14th. So just chill until the 14th. You know, chill just ride it out. You know, some things are going to be revealed to you that maybe you didn't already know. You know, it's going to be interesting. So enjoy that. And y'all have a great
enjoy
night.
That.
Much love to everybody.
So enjoy.
I know I'm enjoying it. I'm just not enjoying it. I'm in retrograde now, okay? Because I'm just over it.
Yeah.
So, anywho, y'all have a great night. We'll be back next week. Take care, and we love you. Thanks for listening.
Coming soon.
Bye, guys.
Deep South Paracomic-Con 2023.
Check out this amazing event that will have you laughing and screaming all at the same time.
This event has it all. From some cast members from The Walking Dead, workshops to help with psychic abilities, an oddities room, and even more. Not to mention the yummy food and amazing guest speakers. Don't miss out on this amazing paranormal experience. Get your tickets now as spaces are limited.
Don't forget the kiddos. It's a family-friendly event.
Deep South Paracomic-Con in Ozark, Alabama, August 19th and 20th, 2023. Visit www.deepsouthparacomiccon.com to get your tickets today.